Hello, mamas, and thank you for listening to Always With Me, Episode 9. I'm your host, Diana Collins, and today's guest is Kristen Martin. Kristen is a new mom to her 9-month-old daughter, Sophia, and has been married to her husband, Patrick, for 6 years. She runs a successful home-based business and a lighthearted but very honest vlog. That's F-L-O-G, which is a Facebook blog, if y'all didn't know. Her passion is to help women find their passion and identity, as well as helping mamas find their swagger again. You guys, I love talking to Kristen, and we talk about a lot of things, postpartum depression, mom guilt, just all the things mom, the truth in motherhood, and nothing sugar-coated here, just the straight truth. And that's what I love about Kristen. She also has such a sense of humor that you guys will really enjoy laughing with her. So here we go with Kristen. Enjoy.
Can you see me?
Yeah, I see you.
You see my sweet top knot? Okay,
yes, here we go. I love it.
I did it just for you.
All right, ladies, thank you for listening to Always With Me. And today we have Miss Kristen. I'm so excited to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm pumped. I'm excited. Yeah.
If you want to tell our listeners just a little bit about you and your story, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, my name is Kristen Martin. Goodness, where to even begin? So I'm a new mom. I have a 9-month-old. I've been married for about 6 years now, which is its own story in itself. Yeah. I'll just tell you a little background there because people always find this interesting. I actually met my husband through Match.com.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And people are always like, that actually happens. I'm like, yeah, it really works, y'all. So I met my husband through Match.com. We were met and married within 9 months. People thought we were crazy. But we are each other's best friends, perfect together. And we waited for a good 5 years before we decided to, you know, grow our family. And so last year now it's 2015, decided to get pregnant. And now we have our sweet little nuggie, that's what I call her, Sophia. And she's 9 months, and she is the most fun little baby ever. I just love her so much.
She is so cute. She's like your twin.
She is. Sometimes I look at her and I'm like, oh my gosh, you look just like me. But then when she's making weird faces, she looks like my husband. So
that's funny. I have two girls, and one looks like me. My oldest looks just like me. And then my youngest looks just like my husband. And I mean, I'm sure you've seen my pictures and social media, but I'm Asian and my husband is just white.
Yeah.
So the first thing that I said when my second daughter was born, and I had a C-section. So he brought her to me. And the first thing I said was, wow, you're white. And he's like, that's the first thing you say to your daughter?
Oh my gosh. It's amazing.
So I love it though. I love how we both have our own twins. So
yes, I think that's so sweet. I know, I'm kind of hoping maybe we'll have a boy next and he'll favor Patrick more. But yeah. I really thought she was gonna look just like him, but now that she's getting older, she's starting to look more like me. So
yeah.
I win.
That's funny. So my first question is, since you are a new mama, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners are, what was that journey like for you so far?
Oh my goodness. It's been such a challenge. It's been obviously, it's been amazing, but it's really been so challenging. And, you know, for anybody who's ever seen my vlog, I guess that's what you call it. It's like a book vlog. It's the cool way to refer to it. I do not try to hide how challenging motherhood is. Mm-hmm. And for me, I was a nanny for a while, and I really felt like I had this handle on what motherhood was going to be like. I mean, I wasn't ignorant about it. I knew there would be challenges, but nobody can prepare you for the train wreck that is new motherhood, because you're so emotional and you are dying to yourself. You know, you go, it's even when you're pregnant, you don't own your own body, your baby's in there, but you're still like, you could still take a shower. You could, you know, sit on the toilet for 30 minutes if you want to. Like, you have all these options. And then you have this baby, and all of a sudden, the moment the baby comes out and they say, okay, here you go, good luck, we'll see you in 2 to 3 hours, check your blood pressure, you're like, well, what do I do?
Yeah, and exactly.
That's way motherhood's been so far. It's just been a whole bunch of what do I do's, and oh my gosh, this is so much harder than I thought. I struggled really bad with postpartum depression, which is, for those people who know me, would know that's not really my personality. It's pretty bubbly, and I'm a go-getter. And when I got hit with postpartum depression about a month or so after having my daughter, it was a real, real battle for me. Yeah. So it's been a tough journey, but it's been a beautiful one, because through all of my challenges, I have been able to basically help develop this like place for all these moms to come, for us to all come together and just be real about motherhood and not sugarcoat it. Like, I feel like so many people want to do it, you know, try to pretend like we all have it together. Nope. So I am thankful for the hard times, because it's led me to being able to help others through their hard times.
Yes. Absolutely. I love that. I had no idea you had PPD, because you're so bubbly. That's why. And
yeah.
You've read my story. I did too. And it sucks. I hated it.
Horrible. You were like, who am I? I don't even know myself anymore. I'm just this ball of mess. My husband was like, I don't even know how to help you. And I'm like, nobody can. Like, it's just, and it did take me a little while to finally go to the doctor. And it was weird, because at first they tried to be like, no, it's just baby blues or whatever. Yeah. And I'm not even sure there's much of a difference, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway,
just call it what it is, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a struggle. And not, I mean, just without postpartum depression, new motherhood is hard. And you add that in, and it's just really, it's really challenging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially, like you said, though, nobody knows how to help you. My husband was the same way. And he, you know, men like to fix things. So that, yeah, I'm like, I'm like dealing with that. He's just trying to fix me, and he doesn't know how. And I'm like, you can't, you're not a woman. Like,
yeah.
You don't have the same hormones.
I know.
So
yeah, there's no logical way to treat postpartum depression outside of, obviously, some people, you know, if it's really severe, might even need to do therapy. But you know, drugs are good. Okay. Yeah. You know, I am not one to, I mean, I love natural things so much, but sometimes you just need them drugs.
Yep. And I'm totally the same way.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm not against natural, but if that's not working, where's the drugs?
Yeah. There's no amount of oils that you're going to put on me to treat. Yep.
I need the stuff.
Yeah. Give me the good stuff.
Oh, I love it. But I mean, that's what we share the same mission, and that's what brought us here, is we took our negative and we hope and pray that it helps somebody else.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's awesome. So like we said, we're the same mission, and I want to build a sisterhood of moms, and we share the same thing. What is your goal for motherhood in our society today? Because it's so...
Oh my gosh, it's a mess, isn't it?
Oh, it's terrible.
It's so frustrating. And I just want to shake some of these, like, what do they call them? Like sanctimommies or something.
Oh God.
You know, when did we get to that point where we just can't let people make decisions for themselves anymore? Mm-hmm. Or we have to start shaming moms for their decisions, or that don't look like yours. Or, you know, if you don't breastfeed, you're terrible. If you don't bottle feed, you're weird. Like, you don't carry your baby on your body, or this, if you know what I mean. It's like, oh my goodness. And it's funny that you say like the sisterhood of mothers, because that's one of my slogans is sisterhood of motherhood. And my goal now is to help break down the whole having to look like you are the perfect mom. Mm-hmm. You know, every mom, let me see if I can explain this well. So every single person is different, right? Every woman is different. No two women are the same. So why would two moms be the same? You know, every baby's going to be different. And so each mom's going to have to be different in the way they respond to their baby through issues or through different types of sleeping methods or whatever, you know, all the things that people get so worked up about. But I'm like, why can't we just support each other and say, hey, I tried this and it worked for me. You could try this, but if it doesn't work for you, that's okay. Instead of, you know, oh, you do cry it out. Oh, you're a horrible mom.
Yep.
Oh, you fed your baby salads before they were, you know, one. Oh, you're a horrible. I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh, it's exhausting.
Oh, I know. So, mom guilt is for real.
It's so for real. And I did a vlog recently about, I feel so weird using these like terms. It makes me feel so nerdy. But I did a vlog at one point right at Christmas time that I'm very easygoing. I'm really, you know, feel very strongly about some things, and some things I'm really easygoing. Yeah. My husband and I were like, we didn't want to get our daughter a million toys. She was going to be 8 months at Christmas. She doesn't even want to play with the toys she has. She wants to play with wires and like outlets.
Yes.
And don't worry, disclaimer, we don't let her.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, why would we spend all this money on getting her presents if she has everything she needs? And then we were like, I don't have time to put out a Christmas card. I'm running two businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, then I got hit with the mom guilt so bad that I spent like a whole day crying about not making a Christmas card because all my friends were doing it and all this stuff. Instead of letting it continue to get to me, I decided to like put a vlog out talking and venting about it and talking about how we have got to let go of the mom guilt. And it was really good. It was healthy to vent about it. But
it was awesome.
mom guilt's really real, but it's not real. Do you know what I mean? Like we make it real.
I think so. I think the internet makes it worse. Social media makes it worse.
Yeah.
And what did one of my hosts or my guests said? She said that her mom said back in the 50s or the 80s, it was the same. I was like, yeah, but I realized that the internet makes it 10 times worse.
It does. It's in your face. And you see everyone's highlight reel on social media. People are, you know, moms are going to show you the picture of their kid best in their best outfit with their best hair bow, when they're clean, when they're doing these like filtered photos. And you're always going to see people's highlight reels. They're not going to tell you how they raised their voice at their kid that day and they felt really bad about it, or how they fed their kid mac and cheese instead of organic broccoli or, you know, because it was easier, or they let their kid watch TV. Instead, you're seeing like, we went to the museum and spent 5 hours playing with nautical toys or whatever. And those are the things that we're getting versus the real stuff that's actually happening behind the scenes. So yeah, social media can be rough. So I like to put my crap out there because I think it helps.
So I'm reading your blog and I'm just laughing out loud. I love it. I love your sense of humor about motherhood because you make it so real. And I just, so can we just talk about, what was it? I'm trying to look at my notes here. Sorry.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, how we, when you're pregnant, oh, I love this one. And how everyone's like, well, say goodbye to your life and all that stuff. I was just like, I had that so badly. Like, well, you're never going to sleep again. And
I know it's so obnoxious. I hate that kind of advice. I'm like, that's great, guys. Let's encourage the new mom. That's amazing advice.
But yeah, if you want to just kind of elaborate on that post and maybe share what you went through when you were pregnant.
I have a lot of friends. I have a pretty big network. I've lived in a lot of places. I've done a lot of things. And so I have a big network of friends. And so when I would post tips or asking for some advice on something, I mean, I would get a lot of responses, which was so fun. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them were great, good advice. And then some of them would be like, oh, just wait, you ain't never going to sleep again, like you said. Or they'd be like, oh, you think this is something bad now? Oh, you know, you think you're stressed out now? Like stuff like that. It was like, I don't think that they meant it in a snarky way.
Yeah.
But I think it was like, they probably really meant it like, oh girl, you're never going to sleep again. Oh my God. I think that's really what they meant. Mm-hmm. They were going through that. But so I'm a big believer in, let's give new moms solid advice, you know, like, hey, by the way, you can actually sleep pretty good. Once the baby comes, if, you know, here's something that worked for me, should maybe this be something you could give a try, you know, try out or something like that, versus just the whole making moms just feel like their life's about to be over. I mean, cause it kind of is, but they don't have to, it's not like their life is over. It's just that life is going to transition and change into something very different. But it doesn't have to be a bad thing. I think if we could just start giving solid advice, like I wish somebody had pulled me aside and said, hey, Kristen, I just want to let you know that the newborn phase can be really hard. And this is something that sometimes people don't talk about. You're going to be great and you're going to do okay. But these are some of the things that you might experience. So if you need anything, I'm going to be here for you.
Absolutely.
That would have been golden versus some of the other stuff that I just felt was just negative instead of helpful.
Yeah. And I know I did. I experienced that too, because where I used to work at the hospital, and my coworkers were a lot older than me. I was the baby. And it wasn't that their intention was bad. It was just, maybe that's just how we talk. But we as new moms can take that differently, because we go through postpartum depression or baby blues, whatever they want to call it. And we don't think of that. We don't think their intention is well, because our thinkings are all whacked up already. So like you said, we just need to be positive. And one of my big things is I'm thinking about actually doing this. I talked to another guest and we talked about, what if somebody put a card in your little baby bag when they left us with the baby, right?
Yeah.
They gave us all of those pamphlets and here's some formula samples, this and that.
Yeah.
Here you go. How about, what if I created a group where we created a card that just said, girl, you got this. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be rough, but reach out, just to kind of encourage moms and maybe prevent them from going to PPD, you know?
I love that. I think that'd be so cool.
Yeah. Maybe we can do it together, or like build a tribe, you know?
Okay. You know, that's my thing, right? It's the sorority gang tribe. That's us.
I love that.
I was like, I couldn't just pick one thing that sounded good. So we are the mom, sorority, hot mess, mama, sorority gang tribe.
I have to tell you how I found you, because it's kind of a funny story.
Okay.
I'm clicking on Facebook and I'm scrolling. All of a sudden I see hot mess mom. I'm like, oh my God, that's me. And then it was like a sponsor. So you must have like boosted your whatever you posted. And I looked at it. I was like, okay, and this was weeks before I started my podcast. And this was when I was in my darkness. And I'm just like, I love this girl. She's just real, you know?
That's awesome. It makes me happy.
Yeah. And I just thought it was so funny. And I said, and then you posted that mom guilt thing. I was like, I have to reach out to her. So I'm glad you said yes, and that makes me so happy.
Me too. I'm glad you reached out. This is my heart. You know, I want to reach as many mamas as I can to, like you said, to create a sisterhood and just lose the BS, the mom BS.
Yes. And to those who are listening, reach out. Like, just put yourself out there. I mean, don't feel ashamed, you know?
Absolutely not. I think the more moms that just start being real about what they're going through, the more, then that's how you're going to kill the mom guilt and the junk that's out there. It gets killed by us being real and putting our foot down and saying, enough. Like, I am my own standard. I don't have to, you know, act like I'm this mom next door or, you know, Tammy PTA meeting down the street. Okay. Like, I can be who I am and I can be okay with that.
Yes, absolutely. And I love the way, I love you as a mom, and I love every listener out there as a mom. It's so great talking to these moms, and they have such different stories, but at the end of the day, we all want the same thing.
Yeah.
We all want to be, my best friend said it the best way, is you are a wife, you are a mother, but you are also you, and you should never forget that.
Oh, girl, I could talk all day about that, because that's one of my things. things? I mean, my biggest thing is that, so I think for me, one of the hardest things that I went through with becoming a new mom was that I lost my identity. Mm-hmm. My identity was changing, but I couldn't figure out what that was. You know, like I said before, every single woman is different. So why would every mom be the same, right? So I feel like one of the things that moms struggle with so much is that they lose their identity. Instead of wearing, you know, we wear different hats, right? The wife hat, the mom hat, the friend hat, the whatever, you know, sister, daughter hat. We wear all these different hats. And those are roles that we not play, but those are different roles that we have in life. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm Kristen, you're Diana. Like, we are our own individual person, and that's going to reflect into who we are and what we, you know, who we are as a mother, but who we are as a wife and who we are as a friend. And I think that what happens is that when you become a mom, because it is so hard and your children are so demanding, especially babies, you know, like, especially with newborns, like, you are, if you're breastfeeding, you are their food source, their sleep source, their everything. And it's like you lose this part of you. And I feel like there's so many moms that just never get it back. Yeah. And sometimes they don't, and by the time their kids leave for college, they're not even, they don't have a strong marriage relationship anymore. They don't really feel like they have any friends. They've, you know, don't have these strong relationships because they have just poured everything into just being mom versus remembering who they are as a person. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of my passions, is to help women in general, who aren't moms yet, but also moms, just to really find who they are and keep their identity or find their identity, and to still do things that make them feel like, you know, they aren't just mom.
Yes.
I just think that's so important. Oh. And what I was going to say is that's one of the things that I think why I had such a hard time in 2016 was truly one of the hardest years of my life. Mm-hmm. And yes, it was because I, you know, becoming a mom, but I went from being like this, like, top earner in my company and feeling like I was on top of the world and like was so close to doing this next promotion in my business and all this stuff. And then I just lost so much of myself. I gained weight. I didn't want to fix my hair anymore. I was hitting my depression. So I just like, it was like I had to rediscover who I was now as Kristen still, but of the mom version of Kristen.
Yeah.
And now that I have, I'm doing great again, but
yeah,
it was a real challenge. And so I want to help moms get through that.
Me, I never found myself.
Yeah.
And because I went to college, I changed my majors multiple times. I never found myself.
Yeah.
And 2016 was tough. Like, I lost my best friend to PPD.
Oh.
Which, yeah. And it sucks. But that's where I struggled, was everyone was like, I'm here for you, I'm here for you. And I'm like, no, all I want is her, because she's the only person who can understand what I'm going through right now.
Yeah.
And so, sorry, I don't mean to make everyone cry.
Oh my gosh, you're okay. That's what this is about, right?
Yeah, I just want to remind our moms, and I know that who are a constant listener, they're like, ugh, Diana says it again, find yourself. And that's because I'm driving that message through to you guys, is that you have to find what you love along with being a mom and
yes,
being a wife.
It's true. I really don't think, you know, here's another thing that we should probably mention too, is that I think that there's actually a lot of guilt mm-hmm. with moms taking time for themselves.
Yeah.
And I think, hear me out, I think it's actually selfish to not take time for yourself, mm-hmm. because then you're going to be an edgy, grumpy mom. Mm-hmm. You're going to be a snippety wife. You're going to be that friend who doesn't show up for things, says they're going to, doesn't, because you're in such a habit of just not, you know, just not taking time for yourself and for others. And so I think that it's so important. I have, I started a mom's night out here with some girls, and we go like every month. And I think we're starting to get a little out of control to like every 2 weeks, but I'm okay with that. But those things have been so life-giving. And I think in that, it helps you start kind of finding yourself again, and it helps you get out of your funk, because not every mom's dealing with postpartum depression. I mean, you've got moms who are listeners, I'm sure, who are have three-year-olds and they're like, can I still have postpartum depression? Because I feel depressed all the time. But I think a lot of that is just comes from the lack of having something for themselves and that lack of knowing who they are anymore. They're just like, I'm just mom. Like I have boogers on me and I always like do everything my kids want and I don't even know who I am anymore. And I think that's where a lot of depression comes from.
Absolutely.
So taking care of yourself, even if it's, this is some, I'm actually going to be writing an ebook on some of this
stuff. Yay.
We'll see. I have the worst, I don't even know English, so we'll see.
I know, me too.
I'm like going to have to hire the best editor ever because he's going to be like, do you even know like dot, dot, dot is not punctuation.
I know.
Yeah, it is. It's no punctuation. It means pause.
Exactly.
Sorry. Anyway, that was a bunny trail.
Oh, God.
But, that's just like my thing is like, I want to write a little book on how to even just taking time for yourself, 10 minutes of just you time or 30 minutes or God, if you can take an hour or more, it's the most life-giving thing ever. And it's something that we have to make ourselves do.
Oh yeah. And how many times have you heard moms who are in their 40s and their kids are off to college? How many times have you heard them like, now I can find myself?
Yeah, no.
It didn't take that long.
No, you can do it now. You can. And the other thing too, is I hear a lot of women who will hold themselves back because they're like, well, I'm a single mom. I can't afford a babysitter or whatever. My kid is like, I have no choice. Like, you know, or whatever the situation is. It's like, I can't afford help or I can't do this or that.
Yeah.
Switch off with other moms. Mm-hmm. You could get a group of four moms and each week you guys, you know, each person takes one week at a time to babysit all the kids. You'd get like 3 days off a week. Mm-hmm. I mean, a month, you know, so you find some friends that you can switch around with or, you know, even just getting together with another mom and sitting there and having, you know, sometimes you need some lunch wine. Okay. Not to get crazy, but you know, little one lunch wine or just time together. It really does help so much. And it brings that sisterhood back together versus us all trying to do motherhood on our own.
Yeah. I mean, just even play dates. Like when I had Genevieve, I had a meetup group of moms and we just got the kids together and they all played and we had our mom chat. Like,
yeah. You're like, if you ain't bleeding, you don't need to come over here. Go play with your friend.
Exactly. You're fine.
You're okay.
I love it. So I think that my next question was, what is your best advice for moms? And I think we already covered that.
Yeah.
Finding yourself.
Don't lose yourself in motherhood. Find yourself, embrace it, and you're going to be the best mom ever by being a mom who knows who you are and confident in yourself, healthy, strong, all of those things. Those are going to make you have a very happy life that is thriving and not just in mom survival mode all the time.
Yes. Like if you're happy, you're going to be a happy wife. Your husband's going to be happy. You're going to be happy mom and your child's going to be happy.
Yes.
So that's a big thing. And not that I'm against divorce. I'm not judging anybody. But how many times do you see where marriages fail because of that? Because the moms can't find themselves.
Absolutely. Can I say one more thing about that?
Please.
I get it. I so get it. Marriage is like the hardest freaking thing ever. And then you throw in kids into the mix, and then you throw in insecurity into the mix and all of these things. And they're just, my husband and I call it the crazy cycle. You know, it's like, we can have the best weekend ever together. Like, we're like, no, what can I do for you? No, babe, what can I do for you? And we're like, oh my God, we're doing this so well. And then we have a crazy week. He's like, we're going in opposite directions. Mm-hmm. And then the next weekend we're like, don't even talk to me. Is that your underwear on the floor? Actually, it's usually mine because I'm the messy one. But it's like in 1 week, you can go into the crazy cycle of like, you know, he needs something, but I can't give it to him because I'm worn out, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
So another thing that I would really, really recommend is taking time together. Like, remember when you fell in love with your spouse and you got married to them, and then you were loved each other so much you wanted to create children together. Mm-hmm. Go back to that instead of letting this creation that you guys wanted so badly to build your family to tear your family apart. You know, mm-hmm. Take time together, have sex with your husband. Like, yes. You know, I'm serious. Like, you know how many times I've been so tired. Sorry for anybody who's going to be listening to this that knows me, but you know. How many times have you been tired and you're just letting your husband's like, hey, or the butt slap and you're like, oh God, I know what he wants, you know, but then you have to come into reality of like, but I love him.
Yes.
I love him. And this is going to make us closer together. And yeah, I'm tired, but tomorrow's going to be way worse if we're both, you know, not taking care of each other. I take care of him. He's going to take care of me. And that's a beautiful relationship. It's give and take. And so I have found that by, you know, being selfless in certain moments like that, it ends up really benefiting you in the long run, because then they don't mind helping more. And, you know, not that you guys get what I'm saying. It's yeah. Like, and it's take, and it's, you have to take care of each other. You really do. Don't let your marriage go because, you know, you're so wrapped up in kids.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. And that's such a strong message to moms and to just marriage in general. So
yeah, because marriage is hard.
Yes. And that's something that we don't address in today's society. And I hate it.
I know. I think the more, the older I get and the more experience I have, the more vocal I'll just be getting about things. And there's always this little fear I have now of I'm always waiting for that one snarky message or comment or like, oh, are you complaining, or like snotty stuff. But I'm starting to just get to the point more of like, you know what, if one person hates my message, but 100 people like it, so what?
Absolutely. You know,
one marriage or help one mom. That's all that matters.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. I love that. And that's what I'm learning too after all these years.
So. That's hard.
So I like to end up with two more questions. I like to ask each guest. One question is, what's your current struggle as a mama and your current joy?
Okay. I know you gave me these questions and I was thinking about this. I'm really good at winging stuff. I just like to kind of go with the flow, but this one I kind of thought about a little bit. I would say I end up with a lot of struggles, a lot of things that I'm working through, but one of the biggest struggles I'm probably working through is managing my time. Mm-hmm. You know, I have my hands in a lot of different things. So I have a couple businesses and then I have my mom, flog, and sorry, flog. You know, I have a lot of things going on. And so I've been really trying to work on my time management. And this is actually something that I'm also going to probably include in my book in the future, is that even when you're a stay-at-home mom, I think it's actually kind of good to put yourself on a schedule, to create goals for yourself, daily, yeah. weekly, monthly, yearly goals, and work on crushing them, you know? And otherwise, it's easy for your life to get really stagnant. And so for me, that's one of my New Year's resolutions, which I love New Year's resolutions, by the way, because I really do work towards them. But my struggle would be time management. And so I'm working on that, and I'm working on making little lists at night of things I need to do the next day so that I can be present with my daughter when I'm not working. So before, what I was doing, everything just felt like a little chaotic. Mm-hmm. And I was always like, I'm like, I had found myself getting short, it's not like yelling at her, but just short, like, oh, babe, what do you need? Honey, what do you need? But she's a baby. She needs food or a hug or something. And I was getting frustrated because I'm trying to work and do all this stuff. And so now I'm really working on time management too, so that I can enjoy and be present with everything that I'm doing in that moment.
Absolutely. So. That's perfect. And I feel like since I quit my day job, I'm more present with my kids.
Good.
My husband. Because I needed that. I was constantly running, running to drop the kids off, running to work, and nothing was getting done.
No. So crazy.
It's just, you can't be that perfect mom, perfect employee, perfect wife. You just gotta do what you gotta do. So
yes, exactly.
But well, to end it off. Oh yeah, your joy.
Current joy. So I know like the like great answer is supposed to be my joy is my child, and I just, you know, puppies and kittens, but no, she's my joy. Like her name is actually Joy. She's my joy. Watching her grow is amazing. But honestly, if you had to ask me like, what is something that's really bringing on a joy to your life right now? I would say it's my mom's. It is being able to help and make people laugh. And the messages that I get from my mamas who are like, oh, I was having the worst day ever. And then I saw that video and I died laughing. And then my husband came in and saw the video too. And he died laughing. And then we laughed together, or little things like that. Those things light up my life. I'm like, oh, I'm doing something good for everybody. You know, I'm like, I want to make an impact. And so that's my joy, is just getting to bring joy to others in through tough times.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that's, I feel the same way, like just talking to all these moms and getting a message like, you helped me when I was in my darkness. I'm like, yes, you know, because
yes.
I call myself the shine lighter, I guess. Because you know, when you're in that darkness with PPD,
yeah,
it's so dark. And you're like, somebody please shine a light on me because I cannot see.
Yes.
I'm that light.
Yes.
And that's what I like to see. Like, can I write that in my resume? Like,
yeah, I would be like professional sparkle wearer too. Yeah, you know, that. Like, I can't even, if somebody were to ask me, like, you know, write up a resume, I wouldn't even be able to put anything like actually legit on there, but, I do a lot of things.
Yes. I'm like, somebody asked me, so what do you do? And I'm like, well, I just quit my job, but I help moms.
Yeah, I love it. So. You're doing a lot, and that's awesome.
Exactly. You know, like, I'm a mom, and I'm a blogger. That's what I do.
I vlog and vlog and blog all day, pretty much.
Yeah. But it's a beautiful thing, and I love this environment of bloggers, mamas. This is my passion. So
yeah, awesome.
But if you want to tell our guests where they can find you, your website, and what you do as your side hustles, I guess you can say.
Side hustle, girl. Make that paper. okay, so my Facebook blog is Hot Message Mama, and that's Mama with the MOMMA. So Hot Message Mama. I also have a website that's, like I said, super Barney style. We're working on it, so don't judge me. It's hotmessagemama.com. I haven't done a whole lot on there lately. I do most of my stuff on my Facebook page. And then my side hustle is that I work with a health and wellness company, and we help mamas tighten up their tummies and areas of their body that they feel like they could use a little tightening action on. And that's going to be wrappedinconfidence.com.
Great.
And my IG is Hot Message Mama. I try to keep everything kind of, you know,
unison.
Yeah, I do what I can. So that's, you can find me there. And I'm, thank you so much for having me on.
Of course.
This was fun.
I do this
every day.
Yes, please.
Every day. Can we have a
Isn't she hilarious? I told y'all. But my biggest thing that I got out of this episode was, and I feel like I'm repeating myself, but losing your identity in motherhood is big. I feel like, you know, you go through the emotions in life, and that's get a job, get married, have kids. And so we don't pay attention to ourselves, really. Once we become a wife, we're a wife. And once we become a mom, we're a mom. And that's it. But we should never forget that there is a unique person in you. I have a unique person in me, and that's Diana. And I have a unique personality. I call myself the spunky little retro girl. And you should never forget that. You're more than just a wife. You're more than just a mother. You are you. And you should never, ever, ever. I honestly hate it. There's a commercial out there where, I forgot what commercial it was. Was it a cell phone commercial? Somebody comment and let me know. But they have this mom go through life as a mother with watching her kids grow up and then go off to college. And then all of a sudden, once her kids are in college, she goes to college. And Now she actually has time to be the woman that she's always wanted to be. And that makes me angry because why? Why wait until your children are grown? Why have your children... Like, wouldn't you want your children to grow up and say, my mom did the... She not only became... You know, my mom wasn't only just a wife, wasn't only just the best mom ever, but she was the best her, and she believed in herself. I mean, don't you agree? But anyway, I'm just not going to blab on, because I can blab forever, right? But thank you guys so much for listening, and I have had so much fun doing this show. Man, I can't believe we're almost at episode 10, and I've got so much more for you guys. As always, if you want to check out our website, alwayswithme.org, you not only find Kristen's information and website on there, but you also find the links to iTunes and Stitcher on where to leave a review and rating. And please do, because I want to be able to be more present on the internet for other moms that are in the darkness, and other moms just need to hear the truth. So your rating and your review will help us get there. And also feel free to share the show on Facebook, Instagram, whatever you may, but like Twitter, Snapchat, I don't know, Pinterest. Share, please. I love meeting and talking to all kinds of moms out there. All right, guys. So whether you're listening to this tomorrow, today, a year from now, whenever, I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. And remember that I am always with you. Kisses to you and kisses to your baby. Have a good day. Bye-bye.